Welcome to Familypreneur, the podcast for parent entrepreneurs
raising kidpreneurs.
It's time for your weekly dose of inspiration and actionable tips to build your business and find better balance, all while strengthening your family. And now we'd like to introduce your host.
She's my mom and thebomb.com,
Meg Brunson.
Hey there. Thanks for joining me on another episode of the Familypreneur podcast. Today's guest is a boy mom, advocate, and content marketing geek. She worked in digital marketing for the last decade and became a corporate dropout when she left her 9-to-5 to launch RNA Creative Co., a boutique digital marketing agency for busy female entrepreneurs. She's also the host of the Mama Build Your Empire podcast, which is dedicated to mom bosses who are growing their businesses while raising their kids with special needs. I'm excited to reintroduce you. She's been on the podcast before. To Mia Frances Poulin. Hey, Mia, thanks for coming back again.
Meg, it is always a pleasure. Like, thank you so much for having me.
I think this might even be the third time. It's the second time.
Maybe so.
But you've always got something new to bring, and you're bringing brand new value to us via the Organic Marketing Summit. And you are going to be talking about building an ideal customer avatar, which is like taking your target audience and really honing in so that our messaging is more on point and we're just more clear on our business. I'd love to start by asking you, what are some of the most common mistakes that people make when it comes to identifying their target audience?
So it would be actually not doing the work of actually spending time crafting that ICA, actually. I've been in businesses, both large and small, and they all have this common problem of, well, we know who our ideal client is. We have that information in our brain. We know who we're looking to target. But then when it gets to me, where we're writing copy or new messaging or crafting products, it becomes very, very clear that we don't know the language of that ideal client. And the way to get that is by creating those ideal client avatars. It's not a static document. It is a living document, and you need to reference it often before you create anything new or update anything in your business.
So can you just share some other quick like highlights for what attendees are going to learn when they attend your session at the summit?
Absolutely. So we're going to talk about what an ideal client avatar is and what it isn't. A lot of people, like I said, they think it's just a thing that you do and you're creating a business plan and you kind of just leave it there and let it sit. No, you want to make sure that your ideal client avatar or customer profile does not collect dust, that you're looking at it. So we dive more deeply into that concept in the summit talk. Also, we're talking about the science of ideal client avatars. How do you actually functionally create an ideal client avatar that has all the information that you need? And where do you even get that information? And then we talk about how to leverage your ICA in your messaging and in your marketing so that it actually has utility. And again, it's not just something that you have on the shelf to say that you did it.
And I love that you go into the science of it because it can feel very fluffy if you don't. Like if you don't know what you're doing and you're just making up this like fictional person and there's not that scientific piece behind it, it's not as effective and you won't even feel as good about it. So I love that Absolutely. You touched on that.
Absolutely. And that's why I feel like ICA talks and PDFs and all that stuff get a bad rap because they feel a little like loosey-goosey, right? But it's actually such a powerful tool in your business. And so that's why I'm super excited to give this talk at the summit.
Yes. Well, as somebody who has participated with a similar talk from you in the past, like I specifically asked you to deliver, you know, a variation of that talk because I really appreciated it in my own business. So I know that this is going to be hugely helpful for our audience. Now at the summit, we are focused on developing a marketing plan. That is the common thread that just weaves through every single presentation. Can you share your experience with the importance of having a plan for business success?
Oh man, it's absolutely critical. Because a lot of entrepreneurs, especially when we're starting out, we end up doing what I call spaghetti noodling your business. You kind of just throw a bunch of stuff at the wall and see what sticks and results in clients. But I know for a fact, both with myself and with clients who look to scale, right? They get those few clients and they get the ball rolling and they're looking to bring on help or to expand services. Having that plan of how to actually go to market, how are we going to talk to people on these specific channels? What are our goals in 3 months, 6 months, which looking that far ahead now is difficult for most people, right? But having the plan of what, not just what are we doing this week or this month, but with a little bit of longevity, right? That is having that plan and having that laid out so that all the pieces fit together. That's absolutely critical for the health and growth of your business.
And I think just to add on that, I think when you have a plan, even in a time, I don't think there's been a time in our lives or anybody who's going to be here's lives where things have been as uncertain as they are now. So I think having a plan makes it easier to pivot when you need to pivot, because you can see what you had planned and then you can adjust all those plans to kind of work with that pivot.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Like if it's easier to change, just as you said, it's easier to change and shift when you have a thorough knowledge of the full lay of the land of what you're working with. What are your resources? What are your assets? What are, you know, what are you actually working with here?
Yes. Well, you have so much more value to contribute. This was definitely an exercise that all business owners and entrepreneurs need to go through, whether they are brand new in business or whether they've been around the block a few times. So I encourage you all to attend the Organic Marketing Summit to make sure that you attend Mia's session. The summit is happening November 9th through 13th. And over the course of that 1 week, attendees will be building their 2021 marketing plan alongside over 20 industry-leading experts who are invested in your success. And it's not even just a marketing plan. This is something that we've custom put together. It includes like little bits of a business plan, little bits of a marketing plan, and little bits of a content planner. This is really comprehensive plan that will guide you through 2021 and help make it the most profitable year yet. Tickets are completely free, so there are no excuses. Head over to organicmarketingsummit.com right now and reserve your ticket today. You want to do it now because something is going to happen. A kid is about to bust in. Somebody needs another snack. So do it now before you forget. Mia, thank you so much for taking the time to not only present at the summit, but also to join me for this interview today.
Thank you so much, Meg. For the people who can't see me, I'm doing a little shimmy right now. I'm so excited.
It's like that Michael Jordan gif.
Yep. That's my favorite one.
Well, we look forward to seeing you at the summit. Grab your tickets today and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Head over to organicmarketingsummit.com and grab your free ticket to the Organic Marketing Summit today. It's happening November 9th through 13th, and you definitely don't want to miss it. Bye for now.
Do us a favor. Share this podcast to a friend. It's like my mom always says, sharing is caring.